I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Joe Flacco. Can't move behind that offensive line.
Flacco lofts one. Chase makes this catch. Touchdown.
So the Steelers go and get after that ass with Joe Flacco. We will not be wacko for Flacco tonight.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins in the end zone. And a Cincinnati lead.
Mike Tomlin as a favorite on the road with high expectations. And it's a fair point. They usually stink in this spot. But the difference now is they are quarterbacked by the great Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line. And going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
So, yeah, like, Pittsburgh never wins these spots. Okay, great. We'll see what happens tonight.
Snap good, hold good, kick good.
I'll lay the points with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Rodgers spinning, winding up as far as he can throw it into the end zone. What's going to happen here? Knocked down.
Amazing. Every word of what you just said was wrong.
Well, I mean, technically I was right about Aaron Rodgers. He was pretty good. I mean, like, let's be fair. Like, it's a great production piece put together by Bill Zimmerman, who won't win Nick Costos' money this week. It's tough to, like, kick a guy when, you know, he loses a bet. Like, think about you, the person watching or listening right now. Like, you place a bet, and you lose. You don't have to lose, but let's just say you do lose. I hope you win. You lose. The next day, does someone put together, like, a 45-second audio package detailing, like, how stupid you were with your handicap of the game? Like, you, like, regular human being, like, you know, like, maybe, like, you bet, like, Jets money line last weekend, or you laid the points with the Broncos. Well, Bo Nix is going to throw for 500 yards, and now here's a highlight of Rich Eisen, but Bo Nix getting sacked or throwing an interception. Imagine that. With friends and coworkers like these, who needs enemies? Before we get back to the Steelers' defense, I want to talk for a second about the most electric play in all of sports. Now, here's what I want to do. I want everybody, including the members of our crew, assuming they're paying attention. We're all big sports fans. What do you think the most electric play in sports is? What is it? Got a lot of good options. The most electric play in sports. For me, it's not even a question. The feeling that I get when an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary is in the air is like incomparable to anything else in sports. When that ball's, he threw that son of a bitch. He threw that mother effer, and I wish that I could say the actual word because this merits it. He threw that ball a very nice 69 yards on a rope. And in that moment, much like when George Costanza pulls the golf ball out of the whale that's beached up on shore, and decides in that moment, as he's being mobbed by an adoring crowd, including his female crush, in that moment, he decides to tell her that he is not a marine biologist. In this moment, DK Metcalf decides to not put his arms up to catch the ball. Oh, what might have been. I wouldn't have covered the spread anyway, but would have really helped some of my Pittsburgh bets. So, we did get an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary out of the game, which is one of my favorite things in all of sports. Enough positive. I'm angry today. Let's get back to the negative. For this expensive Pittsburgh Steelers defense and old Pittsburgh Steelers defense, go to the used car dealership. Oh, man, they got a beautiful 1975 Corvette. And everyone knows, car enthusiasts know, that 1975, by far, the best year in the history of the Corvette. I'm totally making that up. You buy a Corvette, an old one, and it's expensive. This is a great car. It's a nice car. And you get in it, and you turn on the radio, and the song that's playing is Pharrell and Rihanna, Lemon. And the first lyric that you hear is, I pulled up in a lemon. Wait a minute. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense is a lemon. Wait a minute. And it's super, super expensive. Wait a minute. And all these players stink. Wait just a goddamn minute. The new Fantastic Four movie just came out. Sue Storm is the Invisible Woman. Last night, T.J. Watt was the Invisible Man. Did you see T.J. Watt last night? Hear his name called a lot? How's the Herbig Pro Bowl push going for the Pittsburgh Steelers after last night? You would have thought that this was like 1986 Lawrence Taylor, the way that people were talking about him. How'd that go last night? How'd Alex Highsmith play last night? Like, oh, best pass rushing duo in the league. Like, this is Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware for the Super Bowl 50 Denver Broncos. Stop it. Jalen Ramsey. Burnt like toast left in too long. Big play, Darius Slay. Yeah, oh, it's big plays, all right. By the wide receivers. Joey Porter Jr., who's never met a penalty he didn't think he could commit. It's pathetic. The players are actually too good for this to be what's happening with the Steelers. And I don't know how they fix it. You better you bet on this Friday. Because they could have been 5-1, 4-game lead on the Baltimore Ravens. And now 4-2. And yes, 4-2 is still a good record. But let's consider something. The Steelers wins this season when the defense is like, so they beat the Jets in week one. Think, and you want to think about just, wow, how bad is this? Justin Fields and the Jets offense lit them on fire in week one. Think about what the Jets offense has been since. Okay, you won that game. You beat Drake May and the Patriots. Awesome. Anyone remember how that game went? The Patriots turned it over 5 times. Great, you beat Dylan Gabriel and you beat Carson Wentz in Dublin. Awesome. What happens when you have to face like an actual real NFL offense? Like they get annihilated. Which brings us to the schedule. Next week, Steelers host the Green Bay Packers. How many points do you think Pittsburgh's defense is allowing in that game? Then, it's Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts. That offense has looked pretty good. At the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Home against the Bengals and Joe Flacco. And maybe this time they'll say, oh, that number one is pretty good. We should try covering him. At Caleb Williams and the Bears. Home Buffalo. At the Ravens. Wait till Lamar gets back. Gonna flambe them. Home Dolphins. At the Lions. At the Browns. Home Baltimore. By my count, 9 of those 11 games will feature teams with actual offenses. I'm crossing off Miami. I'm going to assume that they're way up. Maybe they trade Jalen Waddle. Who knows? And I'm crossing out the Browns in week 17. Otherwise, that's 9 legitimate offenses that they have to play. And when the Pittsburgh Steelers play a legitimate offense, the only way they can win is if Aaron Rodgers outscores them, you get a 60-yard field goal by Chris Boswell, or the other team turns it over 5 times. Otherwise, they lose. They lose. I'm nervous for the Steelers. I bet them to make the play. I thought this was a wrap, Steelers playoffs. I'm nervous now. And the biggest winner of last night's game wasn't even the Cincinnati Bengals. It's the Baltimore Ravens. It's the Ravens. Lamar's going to be back next week. The schedule's really manageable. They get the Steelers twice, and they get the Bengals twice. They win all those games. I mean, they're going to win this division. Pittsburgh plus 120. Ravens plus 135, Bengals plus 450. Need to talk about Cincinnati here. And I'm not trying to discount the performance by the Bengals. I'm being honest. For me, that's way, way, way more about the Steelers than it is about the Bengals. But still, Joe Flacco plays great. The offensive line blocked a lot better. And let's give Zach Taylor some credit. Called a great game. Like, it's not his fault that Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin are brain dead. Like, he did what he's supposed to do. Hey, they're not going to cover the best receiver in the league. Let's just keep throwing him the ball. Good job by Zach Taylor. And I didn't know, and the play didn't count, but the Lions, 4th and goal from the one play on Sunday night against the Chiefs, a 4th and goal play on the pass to Jared Goff, even though it didn't count, I was like, that's the coolest play of the season. Until the Joe Flacco RPO, where he ran 12 yards for a first down in a critical spot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Zach Taylor takes a ton of grief. For me, and others. I'll be honest, I don't think he's a very good coach. But man, to quote Vincent Kennedy McMahon, you got to have balls the size of grapefruits to make a call like that with a gargoyle quarterback like Joe Flacco. Good stuff from Zach Taylor. Good stuff from Joe Flacco, the Bengals offensive line, Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Cincinnati. The problem with the Bengals and why, like, I can acknowledge that if other people wanted to construct an argument why the Bengals can be competitive until Joe Burrow gets back in week 15, and that would be the earliest he could get back. That's December 14th, would be 3 months to the date, basically. I know you could make that case. I don't want to, and I won't, because this defense is so bad. It's horrific. It's worse than the Steelers' defense. It is truly, truly dreadful. And in order for the Bengals to win last night's game, they had to score 33 points and win the turnover battle by two. That's what they needed. Is it possible that they could do that moving forward? Sure, like anything's possible. Is it likely? Would you bet on it? Very interesting stretch coming up for Cincinnati. Two games and then it's the bye. Home Jets? They could be 4-4 after next week. Home Bears. I'm going to like the Bears in that game, but I mean, nothing's a given, right? They could be 5-4 going into the bye. At the Steelers, home Patriots, at Ravens, at Bills, home Ravens. Like, they're going to lose all those games. All of them. All of them. Maybe they'll beat the Steelers again. They're going to lose all those games because they can't play defense. And you can't win in the NFL 33-31 if Joe Flacco's your quarterback. If Mahomes is your quarterback, maybe. If Flacco had a great game last night, great. I'd love to see him keep doing it. And I'm not a Joe Flacco hater. I'm just calling it like I see it. That's how I see this going down. So, awesome win last night for the Bengals. Joe Flacco has kept them afloat for the time being. And you can make an argument now. If they had lost last night, I don't think you can make this argument. You win that game last night, and now you can, you're a Bengals fan. You bet the Bengals to achieve any sort of outcome this year, you can start to daydream a little bit. In the hunt, on the graphic, here's Joe Burrow back for the final couple games of the season. You can dream that dream. I don't see it happening because I don't like the defense, but at least it's up for discussion after this victory last night. Just unbelievable that that's how this game plays out. Unbelievable that the Steelers lose in that fashion. And on the Baltimore Ravens, let's just play the schedule game, everybody. So I'm just going to read games, and you in your head can say win or loss. They're 1-5. Home Bears next week. Lamar and presumably others back. At Dolphins. At Vikings, I think they're winning all three of those games. At Browns, home Jets, home Bengals, home Steelers, at Bengals, home Patriots, at the Packers is tough, and at the Steelers in week 18. Pittsburgh had a chance to step on the AFC North's throat last night, and they let it slip away. Like Jamar Chase slipped away from all their corners. I think it's going to be the Ravens division when it's all said and done. What a sickening sentence to utter. On the other side, we'll be joined by the voice of the NLCS on Turner Sports, the great Brian Anderson.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.